Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to another episode of AP Empowers. I told you guys I was going to be coming to you live today via Facebook, but we are also broadcasting live from Podbean, from Google, from iHeart, and we're on so many other platforms. So please listen to us, you know, when you get a moment. If you are listening to this via the podcast, please share it with someone if it blesses you, as well as Facebook. Like our page here on Facebook. It's author Angela Pride, but of course, I come to you today as AP Empowers, and I have some special guests with me in the building today. Super excited about them being here. None other than Black Girls Run ambassadors are in the building today with me. Spartanburg Greenville is representing today. Ladies, welcome. So glad to have you guys on the show today.
Thank you so much. We're happy to be here.
Adrian, you there? Okay, great. Okay. Y'all, we had a little few technical difficulties, but that's okay. We're going to get it done today. And so we really just come to you today. I'm coming to you today to talk to you about Black Girls Run. If you've not heard of Black Girls Run, you must be living under a rock. Because Black Girls Run was founded in 2009 by Tony and Ashley Hicks. Lord, Tony's last name escapes me, but that's okay. But right now we're under the helm of Miss JL. And so we're doing some great things in the community. Ladies, tell us about Black Girls Run and why you are a part. We'll start with you, Adrian.
Hi, everybody. Black Girls Run, I just joined a little over a year ago. And I first heard about Black Girl Run through the Nashville chapter, where my sister-in-law is a member there. And it was just an opportunity for me to join for like-minded people who were interested in staying healthy. And as a byproduct, running a race, maybe a 5K, 10K, half or full. But the whole thing was to see that million count get out there and just empower our people to move forward and get healthy.
Absolutely. How about you, Shay? How did you get involved with Black Girls Run?
Well, I've been a runner all my life. Never ran on a team or anything like that, but just even as a little girl, I was a runner, so I ran around my hometown all the time. And so someone that I know noticed that I was a runner, and so they was like, have you heard of the group BGR? And I was like, no. And so that's kind of how I got introduced to it. And was connected with other ladies that enjoy running, who happen to be the same color as I am.
So. Hey, it's okay. The name of the group is Black Girls Run. Y'all, we are advocating for Black women to get off the couch, to get out of the house, and to get moving. And myself, I'm a former ambassador. I'm an old school Black Girls Run ambassador. And somehow I got drugged back into this thing. But listen to me. It is a blessing. It is a blessing. It is a blessing because my health is my wealth. And that is what I want to try to teach ladies, that, you know, when you're not healthy, you can't do the things that you want to do. You can't live the life that you want to live. And that's exactly what Black Girls Run has been for me. I was in the best shape of my life back when I was an ambassador before, and we are striving and thriving to get there again. So I was excited when I heard that Black Girls Run was, you know, back in the area. And I said, you know what, let me give it another shot. I really love these ladies. And it's just an opportunity to connect with other women, as Adrian stated, like-minded women. But Black Girls Run is so much more than just about the running. It really is. It's the educational component. We talk about hair. We talk about, you know, there's all different colors, shapes, and sizes. You don't have to be a size 2 to be a runner. That was the one thing that was really inspirational to me, even though I've been like somewhere in that 2 range at some points in my life. But that's not what it's about. I'm not the fastest runner. I don't profess to be, but Black Girls Run, like I said, it's about the camaraderie. It's about the unity. It's about the education. And so just being a part of this organization has definitely blessed me. And I'm excited to lead with these ladies here as far as the Spartanburg Greenville area. So now tell us, guys, like, how, if somebody is interested in joining Black Girls Run, well, what do they need to do?
Well, definitely, they can visit our Facebook page, BGR Spartanburg /Greenville, and send a request over to join our group. When you send that request over to join our group, it's going to ask you several questions, and one of them is going to be, are you a member of BGR? And so that'll be your opportunity to go to the website, the BGR website, to join, to become a member. and also become a member of our local group as well.
Is BGR a pay, like do you have to pay a membership to be a part of it? What are the requirements to be a part of it? Adrian, you answer that part.
BGR, Black Girls Run, is free. All that we ask you to do is you have to be a woman. You have to be 18 and older. And that's basically it. You have to make sure that you fill out the questionnaire. We want to make sure that we do have women of color. It is open to other, but we are emphasizing trying to build our community in a healthy way. So again, go to our website. We're located on Instagram, but basically everything is through our website. Go through there, fill out the questionnaire, wait for the approval, then you're in.
Absolutely. Okay, good deal. Now, Adrian, you said website, but mainly it's Facebook. We do have a website, blackgirlsrun.com. You can go to that. That's where you can purchase merchandise. That's where you can find out about national Black Girls Run events. But we are Black Girls Run Spartanburg Greenville. So we are serving this Greenville, Spartanburg, Anderson, and surrounding areas. I live in Greer, and so Greer is covered in that. Taylor's is covered in that. Simpsonville, Malden. We go all the way out to Cowpens. We probably serve Moore. We serve Duncan, Lyman. So we can reach a lot of ladies. And so, guys, if you're listening to this podcast, if you're looking at this Facebook, share this with some ladies that you know that may be in our area that are running. So why BGR, though? Why? You know, Black Girls Run. Why is Black Girls Run to you ladies and whoever can start? But why is it necessary? Or why do you think it's necessary?
I think it's necessary. I've been running more or less probably all of my adult life. But I signed my two daughters up when we were here in the fourth grade. And one of the things I wanted to get them interested in running. So when I was walking around looking and going to their little events, I noticed that, oh, I want to participate. But there wasn't a lot of people that looked like me in these races or in these runs or these activities. So for me, I wanted to join to encourage other people to know, hey, we're out there too. We're out there running. We're out there jogging. We're out there in the mix. And so once a person sees someone who looks like them, they are more inclined to be more interested in doing something that we previously thought was unattainable.
Mm, that's good. How about you, Shay? Well, why Black Girls Run?
I think it's, for me, it's more of accountability, definitely, for sure. And as Adrian stated, for me, being a runner most of my life, all of my life, really, I didn't run into a lot of people. When I ran, I didn't run with people who looked like me. And sometimes it's kind of intimidating, to be honest with you. And so for me, it's just nice. Like, we ran the other day. It was nice. Like, it made me very proud when we ran, and it was a group of us in unity and running together. And you could kind of see the look on people's faces like, huh, this is interesting or, you know, unusual. So, I mean, it just makes me proud. I like being around, as Adrian stated earlier, people who have like mindsets as me. Not necessarily that everybody's the same because we're all different, but it's nice to be around people who enjoy being outside and running and being in nature and who are very in tune with their health and from a mental standpoint and a physical standpoint. Because running does all of that for you. So. Mm.
Absolutely. Well, I definitely concur. And, you know, I'm a little less modest. I really, when I saw Black women running, I attended a conference, and it had to be around, it was, I think, one of the first BGR conferences. It had to be around like 2011, maybe. I seen so many brown and black and dark brown and mocha and caramel ladies running. I mean, they had on tutus. They had on the socks. They had on headbands. I mean, when you think about, you know, for me, being a black woman in a corporate space in a lot of sense, or even in any space, sometimes, you know, it's hard to be yourself. You know, people talk about code switching and things like that, but what Black Girls Run did for me was it showed me that we aren't all the same. You know, nobody's all the same. Even if you're in the same culture, you're not the same, but everybody was embraced. You know, there's no woman too big. There's no woman too small. And like I said, just because you the smallest don't mean you the fastest. Just because you the youngest don't mean you the fastest. Don't, you know, there are women out here of all walks of life that have the same common goal, which is centered around their health, and they're running together. They're walking together. They're encouraging each other. We're becoming friends. When I was running with BGR before, I mean, we traveled to Puerto Rico. We traveled to Jamaica. We traveled, obviously, to Philadelphia, to Chicago, to run and to run together. And so that is what Black Girls Run has been for me. And I do think it's necessary. I think Tony and Ashley, when they were in college and they said, well, we don't see many people that look like us, but we're running, and they decided to form this group. What a blessing. I mean, what an idea to come up with, because now we are nationwide. There are Black Girls Run groups all over the country, and even internationally, I think we have some groups. But it's just a phenomenal thing to be with, like you ladies have stated, like-minded women, but women that are encouraging each other. You know, a lot of times Black women, I think, get a bad rap for, you know, not wanting to be united, but Black Girls Run, we debunk that because we are united. We may not agree on everything. We do have different personalities. You guys can see just with me, Adrian, and Shay here, we are different people, but that doesn't mean we don't have some things in common, and it definitely doesn't mean we can't work together to bring this common good to our areas, which is what we're trying to do. Anybody else got anything on that? Why Black Girls Run? And you don't have to. That's okay. But no, I just think that, you know, what we're doing in the community, what the ladies started back in 2009, I think it was necessary. I think it was essential. I think we needed it. And now, you know, look at how it's grown, you know, so now we're in 2023 and we're still thriving. And so that's awesome. So not just being able to run races, though, they have something called Black Girls Run University, where we kind of teach women, you know, how to start. Anybody want to talk about what that, you know, it's, most people call it a Couch to 5K, but BGR has their own. It's called Walk Before You Run. And so we want to get women who also may not be running. So anybody want to chime in on that?
The Couch to 5K. Sometimes people are intimidated. They say, I'm not a runner. What is a runner? A runner is anybody who can just move forward, and that's running. You're not in a race to win it. You're in it, again, for the help. So the Couch to the 5K, it teaches women how to run a little bit, then walk a little bit. Walk a little bit, then run. And next thing you know, instead of walking 4 minutes and running 1 minute, you may be running 4 minutes and walking 1 minute until you get up into that 5K range. And I encourage anybody, if you have not run before, that is a great way to start. And again, the encouragement is off the chain.
Absolutely. What about you, Shay? What would you say do you have to be a runner?
It's almost the only way to start if you're not a runner. I started off walking as we age and family life, and I had children, and I didn't have time to run anymore like I used to, so I had to start off walking. And I walked for a while, and then I started running, like Adrian said, not walking, not run. And it's a process. And even now, I got out of shape. COVID happened and everything went downhill for me. So even now, running for me, I still have to do some walking, even in my running now, as I retrain my body and retrain my legs and my muscles and stuff. So it's a process, and it's the best way and one of the only ways to start to become a runner. I think sometimes people get frustrated with, I hear a lot of people say, well, I want to be able to run, but I can't because of this, and this. It doesn't happen overnight. And so when you go from a couch to a 5K, think about it taking a time length of, give yourself at least 6 months. Not saying 6 months that you'll probably be running the first day, but I'm saying to where you get to a comfortable pace and a stride. And the more you do it, the better you get at it, and the better, I don't like to use the word easy because it's never easy. It's running. But it does get easier. It does get, your body becomes trained to it, and then that's when you know it's time to push yourself at least to the next level for me. That's what I try to do. And so if you want to become a runner, definitely the Couch to the 5K, start off walking. And like Adrian said, you may walk for a minute, run for a minute, or you may walk for a minute, run 30 seconds. It doesn't matter, but if you push your body, then eventually you'll get there. You become a runner. You'll find the right kind of shoes that work for you. You'll find the right kind of, and I do, I'm going off, but you'll find it's so important. That was one of the biggest mistakes that I made when I started running on a regular routine basis, is not wearing the proper shoes and wearing the proper clothing. And it makes a ton of difference. So I'll spend money on my running shoes. I'll spend money on my workout clothes, because it makes all the world of a difference. And that's how you become, go from a walker to a runner.
Absolutely. That's good, because those are some things that I learned being a part of Black Girls Run. And so, ladies, I want you guys to be encouraged. Don't feel like, because you may not have the right stuff, but that's what we're here for. You know, I foresee us having some workshops. I foresee us having, you know, some group get togethers where you can kind of see and you can kind of talk to other people. You can talk, because everybody's running shoe is also different. Everybody, you know, we're used to Nikes and Reeboks and whatnot. It's a whole nother run world out there, right?
I'm telling you, I didn't realize how many different brands of running shoes there are, and I still don't know them all. And when we ran the other day, a lady had on a pair that I had never seen before, and I went and did my research on those, and I was like, oh man, I'm gonna have to try those. Something that's Altec or something that starts with an A. So, and while we're on clothing, I know we're talking about, but I saw one of the BGR ambassadors. I think she's from, she's from up north somewhere, but she just got a deal with Lululemon, which I love. Lululemon workout running exercise.
Right here, though, Shay. Right here.
Oh, man. It was deep. And I was like, so I inboxed and I was like, man, that's super cool. So, yeah.
Well, listen, so we as Black Girls Run here in Spartanburg and Greenville, like, we want you ladies to come out. We want you to share this message, even if you're seeing the recording, because there are so many people that don't know that Black Girls Run is back. There's so many people that's interested in running. But as the ladies just spoke about, we have walkers as well. I'm sure Miss Ruth is going to see this because she's on my Facebook page. But Miss Ruth could walk faster than any of us could run. I mean, Lord have mercy. And she's out of Spartanburg, Shay. I can't wait to introduce you to her. But she could walk, seriously, I'm talking about, she could walk us down. Okay. And so, yeah. but even if you are just a walker, we want you to come out. Our motto and mantra is no girl left behind. We want you just out there. We want you getting your health. We want you being strong, because again, there's always another level, no matter where you are. And what we were just talking about at our group little trail run, I'm going to let Adrian tell y'all about that trail run yesterday. But, we were talking about how it's just so much better when you're with other people, how you oftentimes are faster than you are when you're by yourself. So it's that accountability, but also being with that group is just, it's energy, you know, it's being together that matters when you're with another group of ladies and you all have that same common, like, you may not have the same goal, but the common goal is whatever your goal is. We're all trying to get healthy. We're all trying to take care of our bodies. We're all trying to look a certain way. Whatever your goal is, there's no judgment, but come on out with us. Black Girls Run. So Adrian took us on a trail run yesterday, y'all. I swear she'd be trying to kill me. But Adrian is well, actually, Adrian and Shay, they're both pretty adventurous. They both, Shay talking about doing a spot run, a mud run.
Yeah, I want to do mud
run. I'm just running, y'all. So Adrian, so now you found this trail and you decided to, you know, get us out there. You know, is that more of your thing? Is that who we can look to you for, more type of adventurous running up hills with sticks and stuff sticking out at us?
First of all, let me say something. Running is the least expensive sport and activity that you can do. You don't need a gym membership or anything like that. You just need a pair of shoes. You go outside, you meet people, you do things, you get that fresh air, get those endorphins going, and so forth. We chose, I think it's Conesty or Conesty Park, and we did a trail run. Now, it was supposed to be an easy run. We did a little scenic route, and then my co-ambassadors had to leave for previous engagements, but we did go to another section of the park, which was much flatter. But the whole thing about this is I like to do things that are interesting. I like to get outside. I like to see nature. And I like to do things. And I like you have to push yourself, because we all know that we can get in our comfort zone. And if you push yourself a little bit, then you're out of it. And then you don't know what you've seen or what you've missed. And you just really enjoy it. So, yes, you can look to me. I'm with you, Shay. I've done the Spartan runs. I want to do a mud run. I want to do it all. I'm pushing, you know, I'm getting up there in age. So, therefore, I have to stay active. So, yeah. I'm joining.
And I want to say something about the trail and the nature runs. I forgot how much I enjoyed them. It's different for me because I'm older now doing it. So, it was definitely different for me. But I forgot how much I enjoyed it. It's almost like going into another world. Like, there are places, and I've lived in Spartanburg my entire life, and there's a trail run that I do, that I have done before behind Spartanburg High School, the old Spartanburg High School. It's beautiful. I mean, it is, it's like you go into another world. Like, it's beautiful. And sometimes when I do the trail runs, and I've gone in groups before, and I've gone with me and one other person. And sometimes that's why I mentioned that I said I wanted to do it on a Saturday morning. Cause sometimes I'll run out. And when we get to the best part, like the lakes and the waterfalls and all the things, those hidden gems in nature, I'll sit and I'll do meditation and I'll work on my mental or whatever. And sometimes if I'm with a group, we'll sit and we'll talk when we get there, and then, you know, we'll run back. So I think we spoke on it earlier. It's more than just about running, but trail runs are one of my favorites in many, many senses. So I do enjoy those. I'm a pavement runner, and I usually run on the pavement. But I enjoy a little bit of everything. And so I think that's another neat perspective of BGR, is that, you know, we do more than just run. You know, we do all sorts of things. Anything that has to do with physical fitness, then, you know, we're able to tap into that. We're able to do it as a group and as a team. And it's, you have that push, you have that encouragement. We don't leave people behind. If I coordinate a run, then it's my responsibility. I'm there at the beginning, and I have to stay to the last person is done and they're finished. So we leave no one behind. So I am adventurous, I will say. I do like a challenge. I'm not as competitive because I've gotten older, but I am more adventurous and I do like a challenge. And so I like hiking and all of those things too as well.
Well, y'all, I'm going to just tell y'all, I'm not adventurous, and I'm going to be back taking the pictures when they doing that mud run. I might go, but I'm going to just take the pictures because we ain't getting no mud in this head. Or in my ears, or in my nose, or in my eye sockets. No, thank you. That's not me. And I'm not even girly. I mean, I can be adventurous, but I want to choose what I'm being adventurous on, if that makes any sense. Yeah. Like, I ain't really trying to jump out of no planes either, but I might one day. I've ran with both of these ladies, and what I will say is anytime I run with them, it is a push, and that is what I'm about, because I am, you know, trying to get back to a certain look, or, you know, fit into some certain clothes and things like that. And that's just my goal. It ain't gotta be your goal, but that's my goal. And so I know running with them, woo, trail run yesterday, and woo, when I ran with Shay for the first time, Shay was up to the Wade Hampton, and I was still back there at the Quality Food, I think.
You know, I love that run, and it's a little ways from us, but that's actually been one of my favorite runs. When I ran it backwards the last time I ran it, Angela.
That day I had to cancel, you ran it backwards?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay. See, adventurous. But guys, what can the ladies expect in the future? Like, what are some of your visions? What are some things that you're wanting to do with BGR, Spartanburg, Greenville, that the ladies can look forward to, as far as, you know, I mean, I know we haven't really planned anything huge, but I do know we have a race that we're looking at coming up. But y'all share with us. Adrian, you start. What do you expect for BGR, as you being one of the ambassadors, and what do you want to bring to this community?
Well, that's interesting. I want to put BGR back on the map. COVID was challenging, and like you said, Shay held it down during COVID, but everybody knows during COVID, it just, a lot of things kind of fell through the grapevine for all sorts of things, you know. So as one of the challenges the three of us are going to put forward is we're going to get back on the map in Spartanburg and Greenville. We want to host activities. We want to make sure that BGR is known throughout the running community. And if that means we need to show up at some of these events where they have other running groups and other running clubs, we want BGR to be there. But the first big event we're planning on hosting or being a part of and to make sure that we're visible is we would like for people to sign up for the Reedy River Run. Mm-hmm. And it is April 22nd, and it's going to be in downtown Greenville. And we just want to make sure that we have a healthy melon count. So if you're not a member of BGR currently, please please check in and try to join. As Shay and Angela told you earlier, we told you how you could join on our Facebook page. But we just want to make sure that we're visible because we know the spring and summer's coming forward, and we just want to be healthy mentally as well as physically. And we know that we as Black women, we are challenging with our weight and, you know, all sorts of health issues. And there is no way better to do that than running. Fast walk, brisk walk, jog, anything of that nature. Getting in contact with nature and getting that vitamin D through that sun. Join us April 22nd at the Reedy River Run.
And that information will be in our group. So when you request to join our group, that information will be there. How about you, Shay? What are your expectations for Black Girls Run Spartanburg Greenville? What do you want to see?
I definitely want us to start having our regular meetings, our meetups. I know it's hard. Everybody's schedules are challenging, and we definitely wouldn't be able to accommodate every single schedule. But really getting to a consistent and having a consistent run group and, of course, adding and growing to it. And so that we run, that our meetings are consistent and we have regular, at least at the very minimum, a monthly group run where we all run together as a group. And then for me, I haven't got to go to a conference, and so I need to experience that and see what that's like. So definitely want to get our group up and running together so that we can make the next big conference that's out of state. So,
absolutely.
So those seem like lots and lots of fun.
They are. Shay, I'm telling you, it'll change your life. Adrian's a witness. She became an ambassador after she went to the first conference.
I'm excited. I am so thankful and I'm grateful that we all were able to come together. And I'm excited about our group really growing and doing a lot of amazing things, not only just for us, but for the whole entire community, particularly our Black women. So.
Well, I appreciate you ladies being on with me today. And I'll just say from my perspective as an ambassador, you know, my vision is to, again, because we had quite a few ladies, and I do know of ladies that are definitely still running and that are on the pavement. We want you guys to join us. We are never in competition against any other group. We're not trying to steal your members or so, but we feel like we can come together. So even if you have a different group and you're running, you are welcome to Black Girls Run. We are looking for run coordinators. There is a screening process for that now, so everybody just can't lead no run, but we want to make sure, we want to come out and run with you, see where you're running, make sure it's safe, because that's another thing about BGR, safety is always first. That's why No Girls Left Behind. We are looking forward to daylight saving time switching up, right? And so we're going to get a little bit more daylight, and then that way we can do some of these 5:30, 6 o'clock runs or 6:30 runs or whatever, because we're missing a lot of people because they're getting off late, and none of us are really 5:30 a.m. runners. So if you are that 5:30 a.m. runner, hit us up. Let us know. We would love to pray over you as you lead that 5:30 run in the morning. But me, I'm rolling over at that time, so it ain't happening. But we're looking forward to more runs. We're looking forward to more structured runs, as Shay stated, even if it's just us getting together once a month, because we do live in three separate areas. But we are looking for ladies. Y'all tell us where y'all are currently running at. So maybe if we can schedule a group run there, we are willing to do it. But we need your help. We can't do it by ourselves. But we want to grow the group. We want to participate in things together. We're definitely going to be getting geared up for workshops and partnerships and things of that nature. So I'm just excited that Black Girls Run is back in the building. Remember, Facebook, it's Facebook, BGR Spartanburg/Greenville. So you have to request to join. I'm sorry, say it again, Shay.
I'll see if I can tag it in the comments.
Okay. Yeah, well, so you have to request to join, though. We can't just let anybody in the group. We have men trying to get in the group. We have people that aren't necessarily from this area. There are some special circumstances as far as that's concerned. But we really want to cater to our area. So, Eve Anderson, I'm sorry that your name ain't on the tag, but you are definitely included. We saw one of our sisters from Anderson at the hot chocolate race this past weekend. But, ladies, you're welcome. We want you to be about your health. We want to help you in any way that we can. Adrian, Shay, and myself, we're here for you. So if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to either of us. I am going to tag them so you can follow them. You can see what they got going on outside of Facebook. Some of them might be a little sneaky and don't want you to know, but namely me. No, but anyway, we want you guys to join and help us grow the group so that, you know, we all can live healthy lifestyles, because that is the goal. And it's nothing like running with your sisters. It's nothing with like running and building relationships. I have relationships with girls from Black Girls Run that I would have never even met. And so it's a beautiful thing. So, ladies, y'all got any last words? We're going to get ready to sign off. I really appreciate your time today, though. Thank you for spending some time with me today to share with about Black Girls Run.
Thank you for inviting me. Appreciate it.
No problem. Adrian, you got anything?
That's it. Thank you for inviting me also. But remember, when we post it in the group, try to sign up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, guys. I appreciate you guys being on. Just let me sign off real quick with my show, APM Powers. I appreciate you guys tuning in today. Again, if this podcast blessed you, please share it with someone else. Let them know that Black Girls Run Spartanburg Greenville is back in the building, and myself, Shay, and Adrian are here to serve you guys. We're also looking for run coordinators. So if you're running currently and you're a consistent runner, hit us up. We'll find a spot. We can meet up. We can chat with you. We can screen you, vet you, and make sure that you, you know, up for the job. But we would love to have you. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. Until next time, AP signing out.